Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If he likes it, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975, at MK Pallet. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch and see Mr. Mayhem sitting in between us, just go to the Twitch channel. Miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. And just a reminder, no afternoon Blitz tomorrow because the Astros game will be on our station. But we will do 10 to 11 a.m. tomorrow. So if you're looking for something to do from 10 to 11, you can listen to us. You'll get your fix. It'll just be an hour. It'll be fun. It'll be fast. But it will be blitzy. And it's always blitzy when Mayhem shows up. Eric Warner, what's up, man?
Hey, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
So, funny story. I actually look probably more like our marketing director. Not DG, but DG's, you know, quote-unquote boss. I'm doing this demo at HEB last week, and this cute, you know, bouncy 25, 27-year-old comes up, Charlie? And I'm like, no, but I get that a lot. She actually worked for this dude when he used, because he used to work for Shiner and Real Ale, worked for him at Real Ale for 3 years, but thought I was Charlie. So you guys need to meet Charlie, and then that's my true lookalike, but he's not famous like Mayhem.
Yeah, I think Mayhem works better.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I love those ads. I love the new one with the cat where he goes, Mayhem like meow. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen that one. I still think of him as Cassidy from Law and Order Special Victims Unit. So.
And he was in, he's kind of been in those like character roles, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what that sound is, right, Fred? Did that pick up, Aaron? Oh, yeah. Popping some Crawford box to cheer on Los Astros.
There you go.
This is I was thinking, like, what beer should we bring today? And this was an obvious. We got the stadium size, nice. 16 ounce. So you can almost feel like you're at the game. But you can't, like, these are hard to find out in the trade. So you really have to.
Out in the wild?
Yeah, you have to go to the game to, like, get these 16 ounces.
How come you guys don't put those out for everybody?
Well, not everybody's going to take them, right? Because it's like a convenience store package.
Yeah, but you guys could just have them in the, like.
We're working
on
it.
I'm telling you, with that packaging, you put those like in the you know how in convenience stores they have the cooler that's like waist high full of ice and they've just got a bunch of tall boys in it. With that packaging, they're going to sell beers.
I think team sales is working on that.
Okay, you let them know.
All right. I said
that needs to be done immediately.
I think it's a no-brainer, you know, and people.
I'm so sick of doing all their work.
You know what? You now have my dogs as endorsers, by the way. I don't know if you saw the photo of them trying to drink the Crawford Bock.
I did see that. That was cute, man.
The little one did get some. She liked it. So it is Dynamo approved, just so you know.
No, this is an Astros thing, not a soccer thing. This is
the dog.
Oh, got it. did you get to go to either game? One or two?
Nope. I was out of town, but I do have...
Typical.
I know. More on that later. But don't cry for me, AJ, because I already have Crawford box seats for Game 7 secured.
Okay.
And I'm going...
For us, right?
Well, I only have two.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean I'm going to give them to you and Fred and not
no,
go myself?
No, he's talking about
you.
Oh,
you
going,
and me.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to talk to Kristen about that.
Kristen doesn't even like baseball.
She doesn't even know baseball, man.
Tell her to name a player on the Yankees.
She wouldn't be
She's
able to.
She's going to say Derek Jeter.
She might not
even
She'd
know.
Probably say Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, get her out
or
of
something.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I will. But, well, especially here's the reason I might be able to pull that off, AJ, because we're going to New York for a work trip. Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
And I'm planning on trying to go to Game 5 at Yankee Stadium.
Except from what Fred says, it's going to rain all day.
I thought Game 4 was... So
no,
what,
it's Game 4 is the
game
one.
Game 4 is the rain day?
So how do they do that? They didn't do a doubleheader. They would do Thursday, Friday?
There wouldn't be an off day.
So if I had Game 4 tickets and it did get postponed, then I would go on
Thursday,
and the people that had game five tickets would have to go Friday.
Yep.
Okay. The forecast I read this morning said rain ending at 8 p.m., and it's an 8 p.m. first pitch. So, which is all the more reason I wouldn't want to go to game four, because that really means, okay, the field's dry and everybody's ready at 10. Game's over at like 2 Eastern time. But
it also means you'd have to be like, you'd have to sit out in the rain.
I don't
care about that.
If I'm properly clothed, that doesn't bother me.
I don't like being uncomfortable. Like, I'm not looking for that.
You got to have the right gear.
I don't want to get all geared up to go to a freaking baseball game.
That's why you get liquored up.
I need a roof.
If you get enough beers in you, have a little, you know, Crown Royal or something.
That's true. That's a good idea.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, but it's sober October.
For you. For not for me. October is go month.
Well, that's a good move.
I think I'm going to do February. That's my goal.
You're going to not drink during the Super Bowl?
If the Broncos aren't in, I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a Super Bowl party guy?
No, I'll have a party, but I'll just, you know, smoke some weed.
A party at your house?
Yeah, I'll do edibles or something.
You can have a party at your house. You don't even have you don't have cable.
I do have other options. I have like YouTube TV and Sling.
Watching the Super Bowl in a janky ass stream.
Oh wait, man. Guys, there's a storm. Sorry, the internet's out.
We're buffering.
Oh, touche. Yeah. Touche.
Well, how was Carboctoberfest? Was it a great success?
An amazing success. I mean, the retail team has had, they've done a great job this year. Their numbers are way up, just like you guys. They're crushing it. The Wiener Dog races, I think, were definitely a big draw. That really brought a lot more people in and created a lot of excitement. So, they're going to build on that. We got some complaints because, you know, there's like a little pen that they run in, you know, like the 4-foot high fencing to keep the crowd away from the racetrack. You know, the dogs got to have their space. But, you know, if you're more than 2 or 3 rows back, you're not seeing anything. So next year we're going to like figure out a way to do like bleachers.
Oh, okay.
Man, take that next level.
Yeah. Sell tickets to it.
Exactly.
You want the good seats?
And we're going to handicap. We're going to handicap those races.
Why is it only wiener dogs? Why can't corgis race?
So funny that there were some dogs that were definitely not wiener dogs in the competition.
So you guys aren't too hypercritical about, you're not checking papers is what you're saying.
But I think next year there will be like some, maybe it's a belly to ground clearance thing or something.
Dog can pass that.
What's the clearance?
That corgi?
2 inches?
I mean, it's...
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
Short legs, long body, I think you're in.
Okay.
So, and I could probably talk to some people about how to make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah, the marketing department. And you know what?
I don't know if mine's mentally built to race, but he's fast.
Well, you know what it's all about.
Fred, you know how it is. You got to have a horse with the right mentality.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know if my dog's hungry to win. I don't know if he's hungry for victory.
Focus is what it's all about. Because there's other dogs they're running next to, right? And half of them just want to kind of play as they're going down the track. So you need to teach that dog, like, and maybe you got to, you know, use, like, treats or something, pieces of meat, something. Mm-hmm. But get him on the other side of your yard, and if he comes right to you, and create little distractions.
Yeah.
And if you can ignore him and come right to the meat. But the problem is, you're not going to be able to do that at the competition.
You can't put meat at the end of the track?
I think there would be allegations of impropriety.
Gosh, you're so worried about impropriety all of a sudden. When the hell did that happen?
It's wiener dog races. You know what I mean?
Yeah, have some Dalmatian races. Mine would hang in there. She's pretty fast. She's really fast.
You know, Fred,
problem is she'll just take off and never come back.
Maybe you're onto something. Maybe we need to expand it to just more like dog, or maybe that could be a Carbach
weight class itself.
Wait,
boom. Well, yeah, do different breeds, and then take the champions and let them all run.
Yeah, but some dude's just going to show up with a greyhound. You know,
no greyhounds.
Everybody.
No greyhounds.
Yeah,
or whippets.
You
can't do that.
Got to be mutts.
You can't do whippets.
Although Dalmatians aren't so.
Because my dog loves to get the whipped cream and.
That's a little different.
Wah, wah,
You hang around for a segment?
So you bet.
All right.
Be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, joined by Eric Warner from Carbach. And somebody tweeted us a question here for you from MJDTX. Wants us to ask you about the...
A Spindle Tap cease and desist. I have not heard of that, but if... is it Matt? If you can tweet us in with more details on that, maybe I'll be able to answer. But I've taken that as C&D means cease and desist. I don't think that has anything to do with us. I hope not. I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah,
they haven't come up with a name that I think is conflicted with anything we've done and vice versa, so... But, so we got Foam Henge coming up. AJ, I heard you plugging that.
I did, Ace Frehley.
Yep, Ace Frehley. Pat Travers Band, Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights.
You know, you couldn't write that song today. It's all about domestic violence. And it's funny because it was on, when we drove over to the place last weekend, listening to whatever Sirius station, that song comes on. And the wife's like, how the hell get away writing that? And I go, well, it's an old blues song that was written in, I don't know when, that Pat Travers redid. But yeah, the whole thing's about, as soon as I catch up with the woman who's dumping me, I'm knocking her out. That's the whole song. And it sounds so, when you just listen to it, it just sounds like a nice little song. Then you listen to the lyrics. And yeah, it's about knocking a woman out.
Yeah, that's the thing now, right? It's just like some of these old songs or movies or shows or whatever that were like funny back then. It's like, oh, no.
I didn't know you had Pat Travers, man. Snorting whiskey, drinking cocaine.
Yeah.
Love that one.
Yeah.
I used to play that one in one of my bands.
How often do you hear old songs and you're like, dude, I can't believe they said that? Like, you'll hear them say things. You're like, did they really? That was part of that song? Like, you don't, because back then, you don't realize that you can't say stuff like that. We were talking about songs from, I don't even remember what brought up the conversation. And I was like, one of the songs I loved when I was a kid was Money for Nothing from Dire Straits.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it on and it's talking about the British cigarette got his own jet plane. Yeah. The British cigarette's a millionaire. And I'm like, oh geez. I mean, there's no way those songs get made today.
Yeah, no doubt. I just think they're a different audience, right? Because there's definitely, you look at some of the hip-hop and rap lyrics,
true.
Right?
True, yeah. But this was, I mean, that was like a pop song,
right.
Really.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
top 40.
That was on television, you know. Eminem uses that word in songs, but they ain't going on television.
So I'll just throw you a few lyrics here. I thought I'd treat my baby fair. I just found out she don't want me here. If I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the lights. Followed by, I've never felt this mad before when I just found out she don't want me no more. If I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the lights.
Oh, yeah. Not good. Not good.
I mean, he could just mean that he's going to turn the lights out.
No, well, just let him rock out, man. Let that dude rock out, all right?
Oh, man.
Let that dude rock out. I mean, how big has that concert series been for you guys out there?
It's been big.
To me, it's fun. I mean, it's something that a lot... I mean, you guys have more space than a lot of these other local breweries do, so it's a nice advantage to have. But something that's kind of separated you guys from the crowd, I think, is just being able to have in really some big bands come through here and play.
Yeah, I mean, they've, marketing team's done a great job growing that over the last few years. We every year we kind of make each one of the concerts better, right? And get bigger stage or different lighting or different sound. But I think the whole fact that we're doing the different genres, you know, the kind of on-trend music for Love Street, you know, the old guy music, for Foam Henge, and then, you know, Rodeo Clown Roundup, you know, kind of Texas country vibe. And I think we found the sweet spot of, you know, we do smaller music, live music events all the while at the brewery, you know, to, in between, but we're not trying to do like these big concerts like every other month.
Right.
It's just hard on the staff too, because like our team, you know, you guys have been involved with event production before. I mean, you're, you know, 4 days before it's like 18-hour days, and then you got to clean up after the event, and so it's just there's only so much energy you can allocate to that. But yeah, they've been a huge success, growing every year.
So I've seen the new Fun series on shelves. And of course, you know me, I'm always going to ask, what's next? What's the next? What's in the barrels now? What's the next thing you guys have cooking?
So late year, December, we're going to come out with the BBH 4-pack that is a partnership we're doing with Katz Coffee.
Oh, the coffee one.
Yeah, so it's going to be, we've got like an eggnog one. We have a double bourbon one. So they actually have a bourbon coffee that they do. So we're going to do, you know, we'll have the BBH and then the bourbon coffee. And then there's like a cinnamon kind of spice one we're going to do. So it's, it's pretty exciting. And then we're just going to do like a really fruity kind of Ethiopian coffee that they do is just sort of a base coffee, you know, no frills, no eggnog, no cinnamon spice, none of that.
And then finally, when are we going to brew? What's your timeline looking like? When can we get in there and get some damage done?
What about like later in November or first week or two of December?
I'm down. Let's reserve the system and let's start talking ingredients and let's make something happen.
All right, I'm excited. All right. I'm excited, and we'll work with Rocky. He's our innovation brewer. He's really good, and he'll help us come up with something that formula. What do we want to do? So that beer could be ready, you know, in January.
Well, we talked about doing a stout. We talked about doing something like we could do like an extra long boil on it to make it super
just concentrate
thick.
It, make it really strong.
And then I know we've talked before about doing adjuncts. Like we talked about doing like a like some kind of like s'mores beer or. Or we could do, I mean, even a coconut stout, I'd be down with. I think there's a lot of things we could do, but we'll talk on it.
Okay, I'm down. All right.
Maybe it'll be a surprise to the people.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But we got to do something with this, too. Like, or do we just hoard it all and give it to our friends and say, we don't care, no charity thing for us and our friends?
I guess we could do some charity thing, I guess.
Give a couple bottles away to people we like.
Yeah, but
that's
then,
charity.
But then we can like we could have a the station can come out to the restaurant. We can do a show out there when it releases at the restaurant.
I like that.
You know, or we could. I mean, if you guys have some account that you want to show some love to, we could do that. I think there's some things we could do.
And this sounds like a beer that Fred could drink.
Yeah, Fred will drink that.
Won't be sour. Won't be like overly hoppy or anything.
Fred likes stouts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your favorite, right?
Yeah. Stouts and porters.
You all right over there, Fred?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I just...
Are you tired of Eric?
No, it's just this... Your beer is not a conversation that I'm involved in, so I was...
Oh, you can be
involved.
Fred's
feeling a little jilted here.
No,
although, you know what's funny? Because
Fred's making his own beer.
We can do that too, Fred. To heck with AJ. We'll make
Fred
our
already
own beer.
He's already made it to somebody else.
You already rejected me last year, so I'm in a different direction.
Okay, it's not... What brewery is it, Fred?
True Anomaly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Plus, they're right there in my neighborhood. So we should have it. I got to check.
Fred can stumble home from that place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, some days. But in fact, I need to check that we should have a test batch ready here pretty soon.
What are you guys making? Or can you tell?
Well, you know, I've always wanted to do a cinnamon stout or cinnamon porter. So it's going to be that with a little coffee to it. So
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Well, we'll have to do a little tasting. Well,
and the long-term plan is to age it in Whitmire's barrels.
Nice.
Ooh, to make it a full-on local collaboration.
All right. I like it.
Yeah, but I have not been down there in a while. Because, frankly, I'm just not getting out much these days. Ever since football season started, now you throw Astros playoffs in there, it's kind of hard for me to get out.
Yeah, you literally have to like do your job and pay attention to that, right?
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Although tomorrow, you know what? Tomorrow I'm thinking because... We don't have a show. I might actually go to a cool place and watch the game in public. I haven't done that in years. So,
not me.
You wouldn't go to a cool place?
I don't really go to cool places. I go home.
That's no fun.
That's what I do all the time. But now I'm thinking maybe since tomorrow I don't have to worry about work.
Actually, I'm going to end up watching the game tomorrow DVR'd because I haven't got to see my son play a football game yet this year, and because they play on Monday nights. She's in seventh grade. But because today's Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Well, I like to call it Indigenous Peoples Day.
There you go.
Yeah. That's the new thing.
They play on Tuesday out of respect to the Indigenous people.
Aw.
And says, I don't have a show. Well, I'm just going to go up there and watch him play and then go home and watch the game.
Instead of Indigenous People Day, couldn't we just call it Casino Day?
Wow.
Do you not have any control over this guy, Aaron? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
I get you not calling it Columbus Day. I'm okay with that.
Oh, boy.
I thought it was funny.
On that note.
I got it. We got to end it better than that, right?
Somehow, some way. Can you read those lyrics about the guy beating up the woman again to break the ice a little?
It was actually was written by in 1972. So I guess it was okay to beat your wife in 72.
So it wasn't an old blues standard.
Well, it was. But because they didn't record it until a couple years later.
Okay.
Pat Travers did. I don't know how old Pat Travers is. But he's going to be
there. He's got to be old, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to guess late 70s, man.
Easy.
So, hey, if he can still rock, that's cool.
You know, you got to hand it to these guys, these old rockers, man. I mean, I've heard good things about, you know, some of the Stones. Apparently, that was a good show. I don't know, man.
I'm gonna buy Eagles tickets when they're coming in for that show in...
Is that March, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go to the Joe Walsh Veterans Benefit Show. ZZ Top will be there.
When and where?
It's at Toyota Center. I don't know when.
Like around Veterans Day?
I think so.
You won't be gone, will you?
No.
Yeah, that's the week after. Ooh, that sounds really good.
There's a bunch of bands on there. It's November 10th. Joe Walsh and Friends present Vets Aid. ZZ Top, Brad Paisley, Sheryl Crow, Jason Isbell, and the 400 Unit, and Joe Walsh.
God, I'm surprised. I mean, honestly, that seems like enough horsepower. They could do that at NRG or
probably
something.
Probably could. But it's, I don't know. Maybe. Personally, I'm glad they're not.
Right.
Sound quality at NRG, not great.
Right.
Typically for concerts. I'd much rather them do it at Toyota Center. But I love Joe Walsh. I've always loved Joe Walsh, and I love ZZ Top. It's going to be hard to beat my last ZZ Top experience where I was like second row in a small theater with those guys, and I got like to do the meet and greet and stuff. It was one of the coolest concerts I've been to, but it's always good to see those guys. And anytime I get to see guys like that, and the Eagles fall in that category too, you start to wonder how many more times you can get to see these guys.
Oh, this has got
to
be it for ZZ Top, I'm thinking.
I mean, they're coming close, and I know one of their guys health is declining, so I would imagine there, because he didn't even do the meet and greet after, he was like wiped, so I would imagine that they're running out of time.
Well, the Eagles, they have a bunch of guys die, they just replace them, like Vince yeah. Vince Gill's in the band now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like Glenn Frey's dead, so yeah.
Is Joe Walsh still in the Eagles technically?
Yeah, he's part of this tour. I double checked on that because
he is.
Yeah.
I always say Joe Walsh is to me too big for the Eagles. He shouldn't even be in that band. He's doing them a favor. But maybe I'm wrong. I guess it's a good way to get your touring dollars up. But
these guys need it, man. They got all his ex-wives to take care of, right. You know.
You're right.
I know exactly how they feel.
His Maserati goes 195.
There you go. That's my favorite song.
I love that song.
Life's been good to me so far. It'll be even better to you if you go to Allied Outdoor Solutions. And guys, maybe you need an outdoor kitchen, patio covers, fire features, any of those things, they can take care of it. Especially now that it's going to cool off a little bit and you want to do stuff outside, get it fixed. And how about this? They can even renovate your fading pool deck, your patio, your outdated driveway with the carved stone overlay. And the carved stone is fantastic. It gives a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's 2 times stronger than concrete, and they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. So how about this? Instead of getting all new stuff, just get what you have redone with carved stone. And guess what? They've got all kinds of monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And they're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009. They've even got an A-plus rating. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over with a carved stone overlay. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway today, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, have you seen this Jeremy Renner story?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner's been listening to that song you talked about.
Not kidding.
He's all worked up.
He's ready to fight.
He's not quite the face. He's like the guy. He is Hawkeye in Endgame.
Yeah.
Going around killing Japanese dudes.
Ronin. When he was Ronin. Yeah. Apparently, he was coked up and drunk when he began rhapsodizing about killing his ex-wife, Sonny. And the night ended with the actor shoving a gun in his mouth and threatening to kill himself, so claims Sonny in new legal docs. I assume it's Sonny. It's S-O-N-N-I. What else would it be? Sony? Sonny?
I don't know.
Dumb name either way. But they're in a battle for custody of their 6-year-old daughter.
That's not going to help you out.
She claims last November he was at a club high on coke and booze when he began talking about killing Sonny, telling someone he could not deal with her anymore and he just wanted her gone. I mean, we all feel that way, right? Just you don't say it out loud. And then apparently he's firing back. He says she's making up the allegations because she's angry their relationship never worked out and she's looking for a cash grab. He insists he does not abuse drugs or alcohol and even states he submitted to random drug testing for 3 months to defeat her claims. You know what? I'm not buying that.
He looks like a guy that would like coke.
Yeah, he definitely looks like a coke hound.
I mean, I'm not saying that that means anything, but he does look like that.
Yeah, well, come on. He's a Hollywood star. I mean, coke is like Crawford Bach to him. I mean, come on. And she's, yeah. Dude, she's not that interesting looking, to be honest.
You're saying he could do better?
Well, yeah. I can't a guy like that isn't? Aren't you always supposed to do better?
Yeah, you would think you'd. Yeah,
you pull whatever you want, right?
But I think that dude's like 5'2". I mean,
that's every actor in Hollywood, man.
He was when the last time I went to. It's been a while. The last time I went to a Jimmy Kimmel live taping, he was one of the guests. Maybe it wasn't the last time. One of the times I went, he was a guest, and he wasn't even the first guest, like the main guest. This was before he was super famous.
Hawkeye, yeah.
This was when he was doing Hurt Locker was coming out, which was like his first big role, I think.
It wasn't that long ago.
But Doogie Howser was the main guest.
Oh, yeah.
More famous. At least back then he was. Now I think Jeremy Renner is probably more famous than Doogie Howser.
Speaking of guys that you like, I don't know if you watch Bill Maher's show, but Stern was the guest on Friday.
Yeah, they did their shows in L.A. all week. He did Jimmy Kimmel, he did Bill Maher, he did Ellen, did all those L.A. shows. So
I thought it was.
I haven't seen him do Maher.
It was really good because he's basically turning it around and interviewing Maher.
They used to hate each other,
and yeah. Well, apparently they're boys now, but
yeah,
he made it really uncomfortable. It was fun to watch. I like seeing Bill Maher uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
So, yeah, I thought of that when I saw it because I don't really watch the show, but the wife does. And as soon as I walked in and Stern was sitting down, like, oh, well, I'm watching this.
Yeah.
So, he's a funny dude. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And reminder, tomorrow, only 1 hour. We'll be doing 10 to 11 a.m. So,
so weird.
It is. Make plans. I don't even know how that's going to go. I just think we're going to come in and, you know, it's going to feel weird. Although, usually I'm already doing work at 10 o'clock, so it's not that different.
Are you going to listen from 7 to 10 to make sure we don't repeat anything that they went over?
No, I never really do that because
Don't like their show.
No, it's not that. I mean, like, I listen to... No, it's...
You tell me all the time under the table, like, oh, you hate that show.
No, that's not true. There's only one other show on the station I hate, and you know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I know.
No, but I don't like to listen beforehand because I don't want to... Well, for an hour, I might have to because usually I don't really want to deal with subjects that somebody's talked about because it might change my opinion of what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So I don't like to listen. I mean, I do sometimes just to kind of, you know, see how the guys are doing and all. But, like, I listen to Lance and John quite a bit, though, when I'm dropping the wife off in the morning and then going and getting my tacos for breakfast.
Yeah.
And so I sit in the car and listen to that. So I usually get in 15, 20 minutes of their show every day. And then sometimes I listen to Joel and Barry on the way in, but I've kind of gotten away from that just because I don't want to get on somebody say, oh, well, they talked about that on that show. Well, it's like, until we talk about it on our show, it doesn't really exist.
That's true.
Yeah, so
that's what I like.
That's just how I feel.
Every once in a while, I'll hear Clint Sterner say something. I'm like, oh, I should really talk about that. Hey, man, I don't know if y'all know about this cover two, but man, when you got the two safeties deep back, man, I don't know if you know I played quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, Fred. And I'm telling you, I can break it down for you right here. I'm going to break it down. Tricky Freddy.
I kind of like Clint.
Daddy Freddy.
And he had.
I could come up with a better nickname for you for my Sterner impersonation.
Yeah, I don't know. Jesse says you guys should just do another streaming show when you were able to cuss. No,
was too much.
We did it once, and it was
a one time only event.
It was fun to do it one time. I never want to do it again.
Didn't you get hammered that day?
I think everybody got hammered that day. See, you're not drinking right now, so that would... Yeah, you were...
Totally sober.
No, we were getting... I'm pretty sure it's because they had BBH on tap, and we were just hammering it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we've got a tab and there's BBH on, it's...
Yeah, it can get ugly in a hurry.
It's not going to end well.
Well, I thought it ended well. It was a fun show. It's just not something I ever want to do again.
You know what you probably never want to do? Shop for electricity rates. That sucks, right? Because you know there's dudes just trying to lie to you and trick you. That's why I love Tri-Eagle. They're not trying to trick you, man. They're just trying to give you the real deal. No gimmicks, no surprises on your bill, an easy, fast sign-up process, no hidden fees. And in fact, you're going to receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even hits the mail. Come on. These guys are up front. Lock in your rate for 12, 24, 36 months. You can avoid rate hikes and lock in now. They keep it simple at Tri-Eagle. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. End of story. They're also offering a discount for our listeners. Simply use the promo code ESPN when you sign up, and you're on the list. You're going to save some money. What are you waiting for? Easy decision you can feel good about. 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Only one more segment to go. Just a friendly reminder. Well, first go check out sportsmap.com if you haven't. Only the greatest website ever created. Busy, busy few days. We got you covered on the Astros, Texans. I got a couple of fun columns coming. One tomorrow on my apology to Bill O'Brien, for those of you who've been waiting for that. And then Wednesday, I have a column coming on why we need to retire the phrase, Houston, you have a problem. I heard one of the idiots on Fox say that last night, and I finally snapped. So, All right. Hey, let's do the dumbass report.
All right. Let's go to Tarrant County, Texas, where Arlington police arrested Sergey Wayborn near AT&T Stadium. Sergey Wayborn is the son of Tarrant County Sheriff Bill Wayborn. Bill Wayborn was arrested Friday, or the son, excuse me, Sergey, was arrested Friday on charges of public intoxication.
Happens.
And indecent exposure.
Oop, that doesn't happen.
The Pops was up in D.C. talking about unauthorized immigrants opposing a judge's decision to end the use of unreliable databases when talking about ICE requests, local law force to hold someone facing deportation. But while he was doing that, his son was getting schnockered and apparently pulling his crank out in public.
Dumbass.
Yeah, that's a fail.
Son, when I told you to put yourself out there, this isn't what I had in mind. Not wise, guys. You remember that time when your second grade teacher got so hammered on vodka and Valium that she passed out in the classroom?
No.
Oh.
I mean, it might have happened, but AJ, that was, what, 40-something years ago?
That's true.
I'd never remember. I'd probably be just as passed out as her.
Well, it just happened in Australia.
Oh, of course. I love Australia.
The woman who cannot be identified. I don't understand that. Are they protecting this drunk school teacher? She's been banned from teaching for 2 years after she was found drunk at school on multiple occasions over a two-year period. The QCAT, which is like the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal, which is, I guess, their court, says that she was so drunk she passed out in front of her second grade students. She'd taken several doses of Valium and drank vodka disguised in a water bottle while teaching science to second graders.
Not wise, guys.
One day she went to her car to drink vodka and take Valium at least twice. The school principal found her in the front of her class with her eyes closed.
The Valium was probably where she went too far. If she just stuck with the vodka, she'd have been fine.
She would have got away with it, too.
That's what those Australians do. I tell you, criminals, again, you go too far.
Let's go to Florida. A woman from Naples. Apparently, she was worried that there was a problem with the airplane. She was going to see if the it was running, and she went to see if the blocks that keep it stationary on the tarmac were still on the plane. The way airplanes work, though, is when they're running, the propellers are spinning, which she didn't take heed of. And she had her arm and foot chopped off by the propeller.
Dumbass.
Yeah, you may want to watch out for those things. Authorities say it's not clear what issue the pilot was having when the accident happened. The woman's condition was not immediately available. I can tell you what her condition is. She doesn't have a foot or an arm anymore.
Doesn't have an arm and a leg to stand on. Sad.
She's not going to jump into the next flight with both feet, I can tell you that. All right, and that's your dumbass report.
Oh, boy. Well, all right, that's going to wrap things up.
I hope she didn't put her best foot forward.
Got to hand it to her. All right. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. Great job, Eric Warner. It kind of sucked today, but that's all right. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. for 1 hour. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.